It's 8:56 and 56 degrees. It's time to check on the commodity markets right now. We bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian.
So what are things looking like so far on this Thursday?
Well, the grain market was solidly higher overnight, pretty light volume, which is what's been taking place in the overnight trade. But now we've slipped into the minus column on the corn and beans. Right now, we've got December corn unchanged at 338.5, new crop December at 375.5, down 3/4. The January beans at 983.25 are down 2.5, while the November 2017 beans are 987.75. They're up 0.75 cents. Kind of the overnight market news was early morning testimony by Janet Yellen, head of Congress, and she certainly gave a solid indication there would be a rate hike during the month of December, so much that she seemed to hint that this could be a unanimous decision, which would be very unusual to take place. On the corn side of things, we saw export bookings at 65.4 million bushel. That was pretty decent. We also saw on the daily reporting system, 102 million metric ton corn sale to unknown, and that again is thought to be to China. Now, certainly, there's a lot of rumblings that under a Trump administration, we would see a trade war, particularly with China, with some of the rumblings that we've already heard. And so there's some concern that some of these export sales that have been made that are on the books aren't going to take place. On the bean side of things, exports were good again at 52.1 million bushel. There was no Chinese buy today on the daily reporting system, and that's the first time this week. Basis is improving in the beans with the corn and bean crop pretty well under cover. We are seeing some basis improvement. Wheat is getting a boost this morning. It's up 1.25 cents in the nearby December at 398.25. Still, $4 is kind of holding back rallies in this December wheat. Dryness in the U.S. Southern Plains is getting some traction, and also dryness in that southeast portion that showed up expanding on the drought monitor map. Watch the cattle market today. We had a sharply higher day yesterday built on much stronger cash prices than expected. Cattle futures are at 8-week highs, and we're seeing bulls spreading. Who would have thought that a couple weeks ago? On the hog side of things, again, China could be a factor there if we go into a trade war. But the futures market could be just a hair stronger today in the hogs. They're down about 15 cents presently, however. The U.S. dollar is still hovering right there, slightly above par at 100.38. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. And you heard Ellen's report here on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.